You are now listening to The Show with me.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to The Show. It's Monday, and we are alive. Gabe's not, though. I don't know where he went, but Sam's still here.
Yeah.
Sam's here. Gabe isn't, so we got Miles back. Who are you?
I'm Miles. That's who I am.
He's back.
Sam.
It's been a hot minute since we've heard Miles.
Oh, it's been a while.
It has.
A little bit.
Season one, actually.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Season one was the last time that we had Miles on. Miles, how have you been?
I'm tired.
Yeah.
But you know, repped and ready for the 411 tomorrow, and repped and ready for the softball game against Warren Central tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and give us a promo for your show.
Oh, you got
promo
it.
Promo.
All right, I'm promoing right now. Tomorrow from 7:35 or 7:45, whichever I feel like doing tomorrow, to 8:30 is the 411 WBDG's news show. Tune in. It's a lot of fun. Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly, is on there as well. And Lorelei Smith.
Yep.
There we go. Promo over. Hmm?
Sam's giving me some eyes. I think he wants to promo.
Do I want to promo? Absolutely. Hey, listen, on 8:30 to 9:15 on Wednesdays for Off the Rails. Funny stuff, people.
That's it?
That's all I want to do.
All right, fair enough.
That's the big thing.
Funny stuff, people.
Yeah, there you go.
Until Friday and Saturday.
You also have your music show.
I have the music show, yeah. So 9:15 to 10 o'clock
Tuesdays.
This
time slot tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep. Just be listening to The Long Road play some good music. But, you know, something very interesting is happening Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
What is it?
Something that you will have the pleasure of dealing with for the first time. WBDG's
That's right.
58 marathon.
We've got a marathon. We're going to be here for 2 days.
Straight.
We're gonna be, entirely. I'm going to be sleeping in this room.
Well,
not in this room.
Not anymore.
But in this building.
We don't do that anymore.
No.
They used to, though.
Shame.
I wasn't around when they used to do the sleepover thing. There'd be like one person running the station, five people.
All night.
They're taking watches and everything.
Yeah. It was probably very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
I can only imagine why we stopped doing that.
Oh, yeah. I wonder.
The
makes
plague.
Makes you think. Oh, yeah, the plague. That was a major reason
for it.
It
was the plague. I think the plague helped us realize that blowing out candles on a birthday cake and then eating the cake was really bad in concept.
Well,
but
I mean,
it's fun.
Yeah, but it's you're eating cake that just has a child's saliva spewed all over it.
Only if they spit on it.
Mm.
So what, you're telling me that when you
it's still
blow
got
out
the
your
germs,
can-
even if not saliva,
well, I don't
still
blow
got
out the
germs.
Candles on the cake anymore. I just don't eat my cake a lot. The cake is there for everybody else.
You just wave
I don't,
it with
I'm not
your
a
hand?
Huge cake fan.
You're not a cake fan?
No, I scream at my candles. I try to blow out my candles by just yelling really loud.
You know what? That's actually a strategy. I should try that.
Yeah.
My birthday is coming up in a month.
You know
we'll
what,
try it next time.
You know what you should do? You should do this really cool thing where you just lick your fingers and put out the candles.
Yeah, I've debated doing that because I think that would be really fun. But 17 candles
it.
On a birthday cake is a lot to put out with my
and plus,
fingers.
You know, it's fire, so I don't recommend doing that personally.
Oh, I love doing that with
you
fire.
You might hurt yourself.
You see, fire is really fun to touch, especially blue fire.
No, that's not.
No, I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah, don't do that.
I think I have to make a disclaimer for that one.
Quick PSA.
Gabe is a massive liar. He has been... Gabe?
Gabe?
Wait, you're not...
Who are you?
WBDG.
Who are you? Anyways,
we here at WBDG do not enforce touching
we
the fire.
Not,
if it is not cold, it is
not.
The hardest part or the hottest part of the fire. So please, for your safety,
we do
and
not
ours,
endorse touching fire.
Do not endorse.
Do not touch fire.
We had to say that. Otherwise,
we
our legal
say that
counsel
a lot.
Will be
we
on
say
us.
That a lot. We say we do not endorse blank a lot on this show. Anyways, today we have a fun starting topic.
Ooh.
Today, I would like to talk about movie monsters.
Radical.
What kind of what movie monsters are we liking, boys?
Oh, dude, you already know what I'm about to say. Kaiju.
Yeah.
Like all of them, or just or a specific
Pacific
one?
Rim kaiju.
Specific the Pacific.
The Pacific Rim.
Specific
kaiju.
Ocean.
Pacific Rim.
Have you never seen Pacific Rim before?
I think I saw the second one.
Oh, no. Oh,
there's not a second there's one. There's no talking second about?
Movie. What are you
mean?
Talking about?
What do you mean? Pacific Rim Uprising? That was a phenomenal movie.
Stop. We do not speak of Pacific Rim Uprising.
No, I did actually see Pacific Rim Uprising, but not the first Pacific Rim.
That's the wrong way to do it.
Oh, no. Actually, no. Listen, that's probably the best way to do it. That way, you know, get the worst out of the way.
Yeah.
Listen, Pacific Rim 1 was directed by Guillermo del Toro. That's how you know it's good.
Yeah.
The second one was not.
It didn't do well.
It did not perform well.
It did not do well. The reviews explained perfectly why it didn't do well.
It was not good.
Guillermo del Toro is, like, notorious for, like, everything he's ever done being, like, canceled. Like, every non-actualized project has been canceled for him.
Yeah.
Like,
which sucks because everything he does is incredible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like
all of his projects are amazing, and it sucks that nobody wants to give him a sequel.
Because he was supposed to do Pacific Rim 2.
And then he didn't.
And then it got canceled or got canned because they didn't like the idea. And then
they just did it.
Yeah.
And they did it worse.
And he was supposed to do like Creature of the Black Lagoon mm-hmm. and like another Hellboy movie.
Oh, I would have loved and the Hellboy Guillermo del Toro
movie. He was supposed to do Silent Hills, the Silent Hill reboot that they were making.
He was supposed to do Silent Hill?
Yeah, like
we could have gotten an actually good Silent Hill movie.
Well, it wasn't a movie. It was like it was a game.
He was gonna do Silent Hill's game.
He was gonna do Silent Hills. Yeah, like he was a producer on it, and it was almost done, and then they just cut it off.
I didn't even know they made a Silent Hill movie. Was it good?
It was they've made many, and it sucks.
The Resident Evil movies suck.
Oh my god!
Didn't they make a show for Resident Evil?
And it was bad too.
Yes, that
it was.
Also
it was even
good.
Worse than the movies. Listen, the movies were fun because they were stupid, but the show was bad.
Yeah, I mean, because the guy who made the Resident Evil movies was the same guy that made those really bad 1990s Mortal Kombat movies, which I mean, they were like they were campy, but they were fun.
Yeah,
but
there were six Resident Evil movies, and they were all bad.
No, because he only did the first one,
mm-hmm.
and then he left, and because the second one was so terrible. He vowed to never leave a franchise ever again.
Listen, Resident Evil went from fun little zombie movie that was very, very Evil Dead-esque to The Matrix, but featuring zombies.
Yeah. Was Leon S. Kennedy in it?
He was.
He was? Ooh.
At one point, I believe Leon Kennedy was in it. It was mostly Chris Redfield.
Mm.
And it sucked.
I'm not gonna lie.
Back to movie monsters.
I only played Resident Evil 4. I only know Leon Kennedy, but you know.
Yeah. I haven't played a Resident Evil game in a long time.
I played the VR version.
Oh, that's a good one. Miles, what is your favorite movie monster?
I had a lot of time to think about this while we were talking, and I still have no idea.
completely blank space up there, my friend.
Yeah, very much so.
It's just white noise.
You know what? One that's not really a monster, but very underappreciated as a movie. I'm just going to say this counts. Cujo. I mean, he's a monster.
The dog.
Yeah, the dog. The St. Bernard, like the Stephen King book.
Mm.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about now.
Because I low-key really like that movie. I find it very entertaining, even if it's not, you know, the greatest. The book is so much better. But, yeah. You know.
I think that applies to a lot of Stephen King movies.
Well, yeah, but
except for It.
Yeah.
The movie was better than the book.
Which one are we talking about? The old one or the new one?
The new one.
Well, the first one for the new one was phenomenal. And
yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Then the second one was kind of
It's because they changed the directors, which was a little weird. Yeah, but I mean, it was still okay.
It was fine. It was just too long.
The first of the reboot duology was really good. Especially compared to the book.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was some stuff that had to be glossed over, and they did it really well. They made sure to cover a lot of stuff up, and they did a really good job of filling in, like, plot holes and whatnot.
Especially one specific chapter I'm not going to mention.
We're not going to mention any of that. We are going to move right past it. But I really liked, like, the effects were incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was also really funny. I think it was Bill Skarsgård is Pennywise. I think it's really funny that the eye thing he did wasn't special effects. He just did
he can just do that. I know a dude at Troy West that can do that, and it's terrifying.
Like, that's just his eyes. Like, yeah, he just so does bizarre. That.
It's really funny. But I did like the spider. Like, the different...
Yeah.
All of the visual effects in that movie, and the second movie, were really good.
Oh, yeah. Very well done.
I think good effects makes every movie monster way better.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, it doesn't even have to be a complicated design, as long as it looks good.
Especially practical effects.
Oh, yeah, practical effects are way better.
Practical effects need to be used more often, I'm going to be honest.
Best use of practical effects in a monster movie. The Thing. The original Thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Not even close. Yeah, it's phenomenal.
That's like the bar.
That is the bar. It is
the top of the top when it comes to
it is
digital.
Practical effects. Yeah. It's incredible. I think it was supposed to be a prequel.
The 2016 prequel.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a prequel, but they just kept the same name.
Yeah, it was weird.
I liked it. I think it was really good. It was good, but the original is better.
Oh, and plus, the CGI in it was like, it felt fake.
Yeah,
it was definitely fake. Questionable.
Like, it felt so fake to watch.
The movie was good. The effects,
Rob Bottin was the effects artist on The Thing.
Good
I met,
job.
I met arguably the king of practical effects in horror movies. Well, at least the most iconic, Tom Savini. I don't know if you know Tom Savini.
Which one was he? What's one of his?
Oh, movies? He's done a bunch of stuff. He's done Creepshow. He's done Texas Chainsaw. He's done Friday the 13th. He's done Nightmare on Elm Street. Like, he's done all of it.
Is he the guy that did Freddy?
No, I don't. No, I don't think so. But I did meet Robert Englund.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I was at the Horror Hound convention here in Indy in August, and I met a lot of people. It was awesome.
I think one of the better movie monsters that I've seen recently was the deer thing in The Ritual.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen The Ritual?
Oh, nope. You mean the weird, like, spawn of Loki?
Yeah.
Thing?
It was absolutely terrifying design.
I did not like looking at that thing.
It was really good because it looked like a deer, right? It looked like a giant elk.
No, it did not.
That was what they were. That's what it was supposed to be.
It looked worse than that.
Listen, no. The silhouette of it is supposed to resemble an elk because that's where it takes place in the big forest and whatnot. But then you see, like, the finer details when it's in silhouette, and you see it, like, have you ever seen Attack on Titan?
Yep.
You know how Aaron's founding Titan has, like, the hair dangling down? That's what it is. It's like, it's a human torso.
It's so...
arms hanging up, head hanging down, glowing eyes,
it's
hair hanging
so
down.
Creepy.
It's supposed to look like an elk, but it's not. And it's a really good creature design.
It's so creepy. I did not like that movie.
Also, have you seen Annihilation?
Oh, that's what that thing is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I don't like that.
Yeah, but it's good. It's a good design. It's supposed to be terrifying. It's supposed to look like an eldritch abomination, and
that
it does really
terrifying.
Good.
That is terrifying.
Have you ever seen Annihilation?
Never heard of it.
No?
Nope.
Seriously?
Positive.
Motor Eldritch, Child of Loki.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. So, but what are we talking about? Annihilation?
Annihilation.
Is it like...
It is a cosmic horror movie. And it is about a kind of like an anomalous bubble in a forest.
Oh, it's like a fog thing?
Not really.
Is it the one I'm thinking of?
No, it's not the one you're thinking of. Because when you go
in... Isn't that the one with Natalie Portman?
Yes.
Okay.
When you go into this bubble in the forest, everything's all warped, mutated. It looks like it's been modified on like a base level, right? They call it the Shimmer. And... there's one scene in that movie that sits, like, that just doesn't sit right with me because it's absolutely terrifying, where there's a bear.
Oh, I think,
there's a bear.
I think I watched this movie a little while ago.
Rotted.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's nasty. Hold on.
And when it roars, it doesn't, like, roar. It just, it uses human voices and it screams for help.
Oh. Oh, that's lovely to look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the bear. And it is terrifying, but it is a really good effect. And I think that's one of the main things, because a lot of argument in horror is practical effects are better than digital effects.
It's not even an argument. That's just true.
Yeah.
Except when you see stuff like that.
Well, yeah.
And it evokes just like this absolute primal terror.
Well, it's because it's good CGI.
Yeah.
I mean, heck with it. Like I said, Pacific Rim.
There are splendid. There are definitely instances where practical would be better.
Yeah.
But in a lot of like modern horror stuff, when we're spacing out to do like bigger scale stuff, it is better to do digital effect than it is practical.
I honestly think that the best thing is a mix of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Because like
hybrid effects are really good.
Like there's something about it. It just digital makes it just feel so much realer.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't do it like which one was that? It was one of the Final Destination movies, and they did a technique where they did practical effects with like digital enhancements,
mm-hmm.
but it all somehow just looked so unbelievably fake. Like that movie sucked.
Most of the Final Destination movies,
so the fourth one,
mm.
and yeah,
I liked the first one.
Oh yeah, the first one's great, but
God, the Final Destination movies are like visceral.
They're a series
because there's no like real movie monster in it. It's just
fate.
It's death.
It's death.
Yeah,
and a lot of it.
But I love how
all the Rube Goldberg style.
Yeah, but there's this article. Why Annihilation's bear is the most terrifying part of the movie, and then the thing, and then it says a screaming bear with a skull face. What's terrifying about that?
Oh, I don't know everything.
I don't know the entire descriptor of the bear. Maybe
you just describe.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's cute. It's adorable.
It's adorable. You want a plushie?
I'd get a plushie of the Annihilation bear.
Oh, for sure.
Would you have you a poster of that hovering above your bed?
Yeah.
Dude, without hesitation. It's really good creature design. And bear. I would love just like a makeship. Like I want a U2s of the Annihilation Bear. I just want a squishmallow of the Annihilation Bear.
An Annihilation Bear Funko Pop.
They probably have that, honestly. That's probably a thing.
If you go looking, you might find like some custom one somewhere.
I do want a plushie of the Annihilation Bear, honestly.
I don't know. I just...
The Annihilation Bear is the love of my life. We're getting married.
What's another good one?
I don't know. I'm still caught up on Pacific Rim, man. Yeah. That movie was spectacular.
I like all of the designs of Pacific Rim because they all feel realistic.
They're so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
All of the monsters feel like real speculative evolution.
Yeah. Like, they look sick.
Mm.
Like a sick hybrid of things. And I will have to say, the one thing that the second movie did really cool was
the action, the effects.
The designs. I loved the... What were they called? Like the half Jaeger, half kaiju thing.
Yeah.
What were they called?
I don't remember.
I don't have to look that up.
I only saw Uprising.
That's the one that we're referring to at the moment.
That's the second one.
Oh.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's not. It's a non-existent movie, actually.
It's not real. It's not real. Don't look it up.
Don't.
Whatever you do, no one watched that movie.
Speaking of movies that don't have sequels. Do you remember Real Steel?
Oh, I love Real Steel so much.
Real Steel.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds familiar. I never saw it,
though. Robot boxing.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, robot boxer. Maybe I did see it. Hold on.
They are making a sequel.
You're kidding.
No.
Splendid.
They're making a sequel.
Splendid.
Amazing. I have been waiting for one for so long.
Yeah, the only problem is I don't know who's directing it.
Hugh Jackman better be in that movie.
He better be.
You know what would be pretty good?
Hmm.
It's like a Real Steel movie that shows Hugh Jackman. Like, because in the movie, he's like a pro boxer.
He's a former pro boxer, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see him move like a pre-sequel about a prequel? Yeah, pre-sequel, whatever you want to call it, of just him.
Mm-hmm.
And like what he had to do to get to his spot, mm-hmm. what happened to him.
Speaking of prequels, Prometheus.
Prometheus.
What about Prometheus?
The prequel to the Alien franchise had several flaws. a lot of flaws.
I didn't even know that there was a prequel.
But it did have some pretty good creatures. One in particular, the Neomorph, the original Xenomorph human hybrid. It was a...
Oh,
the all white one.
Yes.
Okay, maybe I'm Maybe I didn't see this movie. What are we talking about?
Pull up the Neomorph for you real quick.
Okay, I think because I'm a little lost over here.
But it was a terrible movie.
It was
Covenant like, was not any better. But
no, any of the Alien movies that were not other. Okay, the only two like good Alien movies.
That is a creepy design.
Are Alien? Yeah, are Alien and Alien 3 when they're back in space? Because in the second one they're on Earth again, which is stupid, and I hated it. But
I watched all of the Alien movies with my grandma.
Even Alien versus Predator.
Even Alien versus Predator.
Alien versus Predator is not good, but it's
no,
just,
it's bad.
It's
but
just,
I loved it.
Yeah, it's not good, but it's amazing at the same time.
It's one of those movies where you sit down, you watch, and you're like, this is terrible. But you keep watching it anyways.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that otter that kept eating that watermelon. Yeah. Hated it, but kept eating it.
But
that's the same effect as, like, Sharknado. Like, it's so bad that you can't pull
away
from it.
All of them.
All six of them that I've watched.
Six of them?
Yeah, we talked about.
I thought there was only five.
No, we talked about this because one of them was about time travel.
Yeah, it was the sixth one. It was amazing, and I
Sharknado
loved it.
Sharknado 6 was about time travel.
Oh
we talked about this.
It was I forgot.
It was awful, but oh my god, it was so good.
We have a very fun thing about the new Alien movie that's being worked on.
There's the new Alien movie.
Yeah, they're making a new Alien movie.
They're
with
making
Ridley
another.
Scott. Ridley Scott is back.
Oh, thank goodness!
Mm-hmm. And best yet, practical effects.
Ooh, baby.
Hooray!
The Xenomorph and the face huggers are practical.
That's going to be...
They have a remote-controlled face hugger that crawls.
Major W. I don't like the sound of that.
Major W.
That sounds terrifying.
A crawling face hugger.
You know what they're going to do with that thing? They're going to prank people in the studio with that.
Oh, absolutely. There's already video of them testing it.
Yeah.
It does.
It like, actually moves so well. It moves like a proper drone thing.
Yeah.
It's like it was going over bumps,
yeah.
Going over rocks. It's
good.
You'd know 100% that somebody in the studio is going to go use the restroom, and they're just going to hear
just a little.
Okay, that doesn't sound very good right there. What about? It's going to be stop that. Quit tapping the pop filter. It's not good on air. Sounds like a drum.
Oh, yeah, no. It's a drum.
Oh,
that's what it sounds like.
It's going to be so terrifying. Ooh. But, okay. We get it. We get it, Garrett.
We get it.
We get it. You can stop
hey,
now.
Just let him tap, man.
Let me tap, man.
Okay. So.
Anyways, back to Alien. Covenant had great effects, but it was bad.
Indeed.
For many reasons. Most of the reason being really terrible origin story.
Yup.
Precursor. I don't know what it is with a lot of like sci-fi horror projects trying to make it like a precursor species to the big monster. Pacific Rim did it well. Alien did not.
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna keep going off on Pacific Rim. Splendid movie.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it.
They had the engineers from Alien were so confusing. Just I don't even remember what happened. All I remember is the scene in Prometheus where the big dude takes a sip of some indeterminate liquid and then he dies and his DNA falls into the water.
Is that what that scene is from?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an
incomprehensible movie. It's so bad.
It is. Yeah, and it sucks because, I mean, that was a Ridley Scott project, too.
Mm.
Like, that, it was just like, what? I think he might be going a little crazy in his old age because, I mean, that was only released, what, like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, my God. It was 10 years. Oh, God. It was 2014. You're right.
Why?
Oh, God.
Breathe, Kieran.
Why was that recent?
Well, Ridley Scott is making Gladiator 2 also.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that one.
Neither am I. Are they going to bring Maximus back from the dead? Like, what's good?
Is it going to be a different character?
There was a... No, there actually was a canned sequel for Gladiator where they had Maximus come back from the dead, but it was super weird because they had him like the Roman gods brought him back to life to kill Jesus.
That is a blasphemous statement and a half. And so I don't think that's biblically accurate, my friend. Like, I'm going to be honest. I don't remember reading anything of Maximus, the known gladiator.
And to stop the spread of Christianity so that all the attention would go back to the Roman gods. But not only that, it takes him through, but he's immortal now. So it takes them through, like...
Did they just make God of War with Christian mythology?
Essentially, yes. What? But they, like, had it to where, like, he's immortal and he's, like, fighting Christianity, like, through the Crusades and, like, World War II and then
you
going,
that, you
then going to a
modern-day like,
Pentagon.
You know what this sounds like?
What?
This sounds like Van Helsing.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I think that's Van Helsing, Miles.
I can't believe Kratos was a gladiator. Oh, dude.
That's Van Helsing starring Hugh Jackman.
Yep. Yep.
That's so weird.
That is
such a weird...
It was something ridiculous like
no
that.
No wonder it got canned.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. That would have been a masterpiece of a movie.
I don't think that's biblically accurate. I'm going to be honest. I've read that scripture. That's not biblically accurate.
I don't remember the verse in the Bible Jesus beats the crap out of Maximus.
It's like the, get ready to receive some Holy Spirit. It's like that. Oh, dude. I'm just thinking about that. That doesn't make sense at all.
That's very funny, though. I like that.
Learn something new every day,
listen,
I guess.
That would be a terrible movie, but it's a movie I would absolutely watch. Because it would be so stupid.
I would go to the theater with a bingo card. Just to see what it tries to do and where it tries to go and see if
let's
I get bingo.
See. Free space. Maximus fights Jesus.
That's the
what
free
else
space?
Is there? Maximus fights the Leviathan. Maximus does Dante's Inferno. What else?
Maximus okay, may on. Cry. Gotcha.
So I think I found the actual plot for this.
Okay, let's so hear. We've got an actual... Have you looked it over first before you're going to say it?
It wasn't Jesus, unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately, but it wasn't Jesus. It was Hephaestus, the Greek god.
Hephaestus?
Hephaestus, whatever.
The god of
Hephaestus,
the forge?
The god of the forge?
Yes, the god of
that's
the forge.
That's worse.
That's... odd. Why Hephaestus?
I don't know.
He's probably the chillest one out of all of
here
them.
Here we go. And here's what he did. Cave's Gladiator 2 screenplay opens with Maximus waking up in the afterlife. To his disappointment, it isn't the sun-kissed Elysium he dreamt of in Gladiator, but an endless rain-sodden netherworld where wretched refugees huddle on the shores of a black ocean.
Okay, so it's hell.
Yes. With the help he went,
okay, so Judeo-Christian hell is in the movie.
Yes.
But he's fighting Hephaestus.
Yes.
He went to the wrong part of Tartarus.
With the help of a ghostly guide, Mordecai, Maximus treks to a ruined temple where he meets Jupiter, Mars, and five other diseased and decrepit Roman deities. Jupiter explains that one of their number, Hephaestus, has betrayed them and is now preaching the gospel of another god who's more powerful than all of them. Just a quibble for a moment. Hephaestus is a Greek god, not a Roman one, so Cave really should have named him Vulcan instead.
Yeah.
But, Jupiter offers him a deal. If he kills Hephaestus, then he will be reunited with his wife and son in the golden wheat fields of Elysium.
What? This is inaccurate to everything.
This is bad.
To everything. What?
Huh? This is bad.
I think...
At this stage, the script focuses on a band of early Christians dodging the Roman authorities, but these scenes also bring back some of the characters and... political intrigue from Gladiator.
What?
As well as his now adult son, Maximus bumps into his old sidekick, Juba.
What?
And the screenplay's villain is none other than Commodus's mild-mannered nephew, Lucius, who has grown up to be as evil as his uncle.
What?
More importantly, Gladiator 2 revisits the Colosseum, where the Emperor watches a mock naval battle in an amphitheater, which is flooded with water and stocked with 100 alligators.
What? That seems... That's actually Roman accurate. They did that.
Yeah, that's...
They did that a lot.
Everything leads to a showdown between Lucius's Roman enforcers and the Christian Resistance Army, which Maximus and Juba have been training in secret. And then what? Another chat with the Roman gods? A family reunion in sunny Elysium? Well, no. Instead, Cave has Maximus striding into battle through the centuries, in the Crusades, what? In the World Wars, in Vietnam, and finally in the Pentagon, in a grander version of the opening montage of X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh, my God.
The message is that by choosing armed combat over nonviolent resistance, so it's essentially like peace and love to all people on Earth, Maximus has condemned humanity to an eternal cycle of bloodshed, which is a thought-provoking conclusion, but not a crowd-pleasing one. Crow's reaction, according to Cave, was simple. Don't like it.
X-Men? What?
Wolverine?
Well, I mean, it was Maximus? It's just, no, it's just a comparison. Like, it's not actually whatever, but it was just a comparison. Cave wasn't too bothered. Years later, he told an interviewer, "I enjoyed writing it very much because I knew on every level it was never going to happen."
Honestly, I respect that. Dude knew he had a terrible movie, and he also, but what, he did not care.
But it's not like he just wrote it, you know? Like, he pitched it to the studio.
Yeah,
he wrote it. Pitched
and
it.
Russell Crowe.
And Russell Crowe. And Russell,
hated it.
And Russell Crowe just legit said, "Don't like it." And that was it. That was all. He wrote the script, sent it back to him with just like, don't like it, mate. On the, like, on a post-it note on the script.
Just writes back, "Dude, what is this?"
Yeah, what? You want me to go to Vietnam? Like, what's happening right now?
The Pentagon. What's going on?
What is this?
Oh my gosh!
There are definitely movies that I would like to see that touch on that mythology, mainly Christian mythology, because I really like Divine Comedy.
Yeah,
which
imagine if they just made Passion of the Christ a comedy movie.
Oh God! No, Divine Comedy is the book that Dante's Inferno is from. Divine Comedy was the 13th century Bible fan fiction that spawned an entire. Fantastic video game.
Devil May Cry.
And Devil May Cry.
Who may cry?
Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry.
Fun fact, in 8th grade, I kind of made a Christian fan fiction a little bit.
Because we had to go
to this art museum, and there was a statue of Jesus and the devil having a standoff.
Mm.
And then I wrote 3 pages of them just having a massive battle.
That's
sick.
That's funny. I'd read that actually.
Jesus won in the end, in case you were
wondering. Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, that's what happens in Revelation.
Okay, but like Divine Comedy is a book
that
I got
a B+ on it.
You got a B+. You were graded for it?
Yeah, I was.
That's fun, actually. You got a good grade on it too.
And it was mostly on creativity is what she told me, because it was very descriptive and a little graphic, and she was like, "You know what? I appreciate your enthusiasm. You get a B+." And I was like, "Awesome, great time."
Dante's Inferno, Paradiso, and Purgatorio. Those are the ones I want
to
see.
Didn't they try to make a Devil May Cry movie? Or I know there's a show coming out.
They attempted, but they did not make it. It did not end up working.
I know they're making a DMC. Anime that's coming out on Netflix.
Yeah,
but I don't know how that's gonna go.
Me neither.
Maybe good. I don't know.
It may be good.
I don't know where it's gonna start.
Don't know though. It would be fun to see it lead from the first game.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I think what I'd still really want to see, though, the one thing that I want to see is like an accurate. Like, I want to see a film adaptation that features a biblically accurate angel.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That's all. That's what I want to see. I want to see. I don't want to see like Legion's angels. You seen Legion?
No.
Legion is about a fallen angel that comes to stop the rapture, actually, because there's a bunch of angels that are going to basically get rid of the ones that weren't fit enough to be raptured. And they have, like, they're pretty terrifying. It's a really good, like, effect. They're just really lanky. Just, like, incredibly lanky. But they're not, like, the, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see dude with bird wing. I want to see giant eyeball surrounded with golden rings featuring more eyeballs surrounded by six wings. I want to see, like, I want to see the balls.
You know what I want to see?
That,
I
want to see. That sounded a little bad.
I want to see another Pacific Rim movie.
But a good Pacific Rim movie.
It gotta be. If they get
Get Del Toro back on it?
Yes. I forgot his name for a moment and I got upset.
Pinocchio, and his Pinocchio was good.
I need another movie of big robots fighting big monsters.
What about Moby Dick versus Big Robot?
That'd be unique.
Cyborg whale.
I feel like, why don't you make that one too?
I might make that one.
Animated in like,
just make it a blender.
I don't know. FL Studio. I don't know.
Animated in FL Studio.
I don't know. But like, I just want to see more movies of massive robot versus massive monster. Like, there's not enough of them.
Evangelion live action.
Exactly.
No. Don't do that. Listen, there's 28 episodes in Evangelion. We can definitely do more.
I need to see.
We could definitely do a live action.
Honestly, the budget to make one of those massive suits would be insane.
Honestly, you know what? I'm not even going to lie. I would watch that. If there was a live action adaptation of Evangelion, but there was like the same guys that did the One Piece adaptation.
I'm sorry. I just thought about the live action Dragon Ball for a moment.
Oh, no.
It was the live action Piccolo that just like appeared in my head. It was terrifying. I could see his face.
Stop it.
No.
That movie was so weird. It was so bad.
None of that.
I got like 20 minutes into it and I just had to stop.
We do not speak of Dragon Ball Evolution in my presence.
What do you mean with Justin Chatwin and Emmy Rossum? That was a phenomenal movie.
Shut up.
Stop it.
Shut up.
Stop it.
No, they put Goku in high school and I will never forgive them for that.
Oh, dude.
Shut up.
All the actors signed on to do like three more movies after that.
They were gonna do three more,
and they just never did them. And they were gonna
good.
And then after like
two, good.
And then after the second one, they were gonna get to Dragon Ball Z.
They made a second one.
No, they were going to make a second one.
Oh, I was about to say if there was a second one plaguing the
earth. I am so glad that Akira Toriyama said this movie sucks.
Well,
He did like personally go to the director and was like, "This was bad."
No, he went to the director of the movie and said, "I hate this movie, and you should feel bad for making it."
Well, I think it would have been interesting to see what a second attempt would look like. Because I mean, if you already have the actor signed on for a couple more movies,
want to see Justin Chatwin as Goku ever again.
Why? What's wrong with Justin Chatwin? He was Jimmy Steve and Shameless.
He should not be Goku.
Yes, he should have been.
No. Shouldn't.
Hold on.
No, he should not.
Did they have anybody playing as Vegeta in that movie?
He was supposed to show up.
He was supposed to show up later.
He was supposed to show up in the later movies.
Introducing Dwayne Johnson as Vegeta.
Oh my god, no.
The Prince of All Saiyans. Listen.
Introducing DeVito.
As
who?
Probably King Kai.
As Vegeta.
As King Kai would be amazing.
Honestly, listen. If they ever make a live-action Dragon Ball movie, they have to be so careful.
Who would be Broly? Because you know they got to introduce him at some point.
You're telling me this isn't your Goku right here?
I am going to break that phone.
I'm sorry. I had to let that out.
He looks so bad.
It was a bad costume design, too.
Listen.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think
there is only one actor that I would ever see playing Goku in live action that wouldn't be god awful.
Who?
Come on.
I forget.
Oh, my God.
Okay, cool.
But definitely not Justin Chatwin.
Not that man.
Absolutely not.
He was not fit for that role.
But listen,
I will
happily take Jamie Foxx Piccolo.
Jamie Foxx is Goku.
No, you know
dang,
what?
It had a
you know, you
14%
you know
on Rotten Tomatoes.
Michael B. Jordan Piccolo.
Michael Jordan Piccolo?
No, Michael B. Jordan
Michael
Piccolo.
Michael B. Jordan Piccolo.
Michael Jordan.
Shaquille O'Neal as Frieza.
I mean, he's already a movie star. Have you seen Shazam? Like,
I mean,
it's
yeah,
amazing.
Fair enough. Shaq could definitely... Who would Shaq
do? Oh my God. Dragon Ball Evolution had to have lost so much money for...
It did.
Akira Toriyama wrote the screenplay.
And then they made it bad.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because listen, so Akira Toriyama wrote the
James
first...
Wong messed up a movie?
Listen.
He's the dude that made Final Destination.
Listen, Akira Toriyama wrote the first screenplay.
Fair
but
enough.
Then James Wan looked at it and said, that won't translate well, and made a different movie.
It only made $56.5 million compared to $30 million budget. But that's not including marketing either, which I think is something that people don't take in consideration with budget, is that it doesn't include marketing. You have to take like...
And nobody was happy with this movie when it came out.
No one
liked this movie.
I'm sorry, I'm still seeing Dragon Ball Evolution Piccolo in my head.
God, he looked like Brainiac.
He did. I see it. Oh, I hate
all
that.
All I'm going to see when I go to sleep is Justin Chatwin as Goku.
I see his face.
Listen, all that I want is Piccolo, purple gi, big shoulder pads, beating the crap out of a child. That's all that I want to see.
You want to see the Saiyan Saga Piccolo?
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
I want to see Cell Saga.
I
want to know what they would do for Cell, because
we'll see it. We'll worry about that another day. Because we are out of time.
Cell's my favorite movie monster.
Cell is my favorite movie monster. Miles, your favorite movie monster? Did you decide yet?
Cujo.
He's the perfect.
Sam movie. Likes kaiju.
He's the perfect.
And I like
aliens.
Aliens. Aliens are great. Monsters are great. That's the end of this episode. Bye.